Yo.
Yo. How many of you are ready?
有多少人准备好了?
Okay. God is a good God.
神是一位美善的神.
Amen.
Amen.
When you leave this place,
当你离开这个地方,
you will never forget the sentence I always keep on saying.
你绝对不会忘记我一直不断重复的一个句子。
What I always say?
我常常说什么? God is a good God.
Yes. 对。 Don't ever forget that.
绝对不要忘记这件事情。
Amen.
Amen.
When you are sad,
当你悲伤的时候,
just say, God, you are a good God.
你要说, 神啊, 你是位美善的神。
When you are crying,
当你在哭泣的时候,
just say, God, you are a good God.
你要说, 神啊, 你是位美善的神。
Amen.
Amen.
When you are suffering,
当你正在受痛苦的时候,
what should you say?
你要怎么说?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When you say that,
当你这样说的时候,
God will look at you.
神就会看着你。
What this silly person?
哇,这么愚蠢的人。
They are crying, they say, I am good.
正在哭泣还说,我是好的。
They are suffering, they say, I am good.
我在受痛苦还说,我是好的。
So God will think in his heart.
那么神心里就想了,
I better do something for that person.
我还是最好为他们做一些事吧。
Because they are always saying, I am good.
因为他们总是说我是美善的神。
Amen.
Amen.
So immediately God will come down to you.
所以呢,最后呢,神一定要走到你面前。
He will hold your hand, your face like this.
然后他就会这样捧住你的脸。
Just like a mother.
就像妈妈一样。
And he will tell you.
他就会告诉你,
My dear son.
我亲爱的儿子,
My dear daughter.
我亲爱的女儿,
What do you want?
你要什么?
What can I do for you?
我可以为你做什么?
Then you tell Jesus.
那你就要告诉耶稣,
Wait, please.
请等一下。
Then you take out all your prayer requests.
然后把你的祷告的那个代祷名单拿出来。
You tell Jesus.
然后你就说了,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
第一个,第二个,第三个,第四个,
I want all these things.
这些我都要成就。
And Jesus, hold your face.
然后耶稣就捧着你的脸。
No problem.
没问题。
I will give it to you.
我愿意把它们给你。
Amen.
Amen.
So always say,
所以总是要说,
God, you are a good God.
神啊, 你是美善的神。
Shall we all say it together?
让我们一起来说好不好?
God, you are a good God.
美善的神。
Amen.
Amen.
So don't forget that.
所以不要忘记这个事。
Let us continue our study on the Lord's Prayer.
让我们继续来教主导文。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Matthew, the chapter 6.
让我们翻开马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13.
马太福音第六章第九节到第十三节。
Let us all read together this scripture.
让我们同声开口来读。
1, 2, 3.
所以你们祷告要这样说, 我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上, 我们日用的饮食, 今日赐给我们, 免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债, 不叫我们遇见试探, 救我们脱离凶恶, 因为国度, 权柄, 荣耀, 全是你的, 直到永远, Amen.
This evening we are going to study about the fourth point that the Lord Jesus Christ taught in this prayer.
今天晚上我们就要进入到主教导我们祷告当中的第四点。
Look at verse 11.
让我们来看第十一节。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray this prayer.
主耶稣他告诉我们要这样子来祷告。
The first three points in this prayer,
在这个祷告当中的前三点,
makes you look at the greatness of God.
让我们能够看见神的伟大,
makes you worship the Lord.
让你能够来敬拜神,
makes you bow down and at the majesty of God.
让你能够俯伏在上帝的, 威严之下。
After worshipping and praising the glory of God,
在你敬拜赞美神的荣耀之后,
now the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us.
那么现在主耶稣就教导我们,
okay, now you pray for your needs.
现在你可以为你的需要来祷告。
Give us our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Jesus Christ is teaching us here.
耶稣在这里教导我们。
To pray for all our daily necessities.
你要为你每一天的需要来祷告。
Here the word food includes all other necessities.
在这个地方讲到饮食，乃是包括每一天的各样需要。
Our Bible says daily bread.
那么在圣经上面说是日用的饮食。
But bread is not just limited to food.
但是呢，所谓的饮食只不是只是食物而已。
It also includes clothing.
它也包括你的衣服。
It includes the money that we need.
还有呢，包括你需要的金钱。
We need clothes, we need food and all other necessities for our daily living.
我们需要衣服，我们需要食物，我们需要在今天当中所需要的各样的东西。
We need a house to stay.
我们需要有房子，有家可以。That
is also our necessity.
这也是我们的必需品。
The Lord Jesus has taught us to pray for all these things.
所以耶稣教导我们怎样为这些必需品祷告。
In Matthew chapter 6,
在马太福音第六章,
verses 25 to 32, The Lord Jesus said, don't worry about all these things.
谁说你不要忧虑这些事情。
Don't worry for food.
不要忧虑你要吃什么。
Don't worry for clothes.
不要忧虑你要穿什么。
For God knows that you need all these things.
因为神知道你们需要这一切的事。
So what should we do?
所以我们该怎么做呢?
We should not worry.
我们不需要忧虑。
But rather we bring our requests to God.
我们不需要忧虑, 只要把我们的需要带到神面前。
So the first point in this prayer.
所以呢, 在这个祷告里面的第一点,
make your daily needs known to the living God.
就是你要让神知道你每一天需要什么。
One of the names of God that I taught you the other day is called Yehovah Yireh.
像上次我跟你们讲到耶和华有个神有个另外一个名字叫耶和华以勒。
Yehovah Yireh means the Lord God who provides.
什么叫耶和华以勒? 就是耶和华神，他是供应我们一切需要的。
Now when did a man of God give God that name?
当就是那个人他把这样的名字给了神。
You can read about this in Genesis chapter 22.
你可以在那个创世纪第23章读到这个故事。
God told Abraham to offer his only beloved son.
神要亚伯拉罕献上他唯一所爱的儿子。
Abraham,
Abraham,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Abraham said, yes, Lord.
亚伯拉罕说是的,
if you love me,
如果你爱我,
give me your son.
你把你的儿子给我,
cut him up to pieces.
把他切成碎片,
and offer him as a living sacrifice to me.
然后把他做成一个燔祭献在我的面前。
Abraham's heart was broken.
哇, 亚伯拉罕的心碎了。
After 100 years, he got a son.
经过100年之久，他才得到这个孩子。
Now God is telling me,
可是现在神告诉我,
give me your son.
把你的儿子给我,
not just give,
而且不只是给而已。
Samuel's mother did that.
那个撒母耳的母亲也做了相同的事情。 他为一个儿生一个儿子祷告。 他跟主说,
if you bless my womb with a boy,
主啊，如果你祝福我, 让我得到一个孩子,
I will give the boy to serve you.
那我就把这个孩童献给你来服侍你。
So when Samuel became 3 or 4 years old,
所以当撒母耳3、4岁的时候,
he was brought to the temple and given to become a priest.
他就被带到圣殿里面交给一个祭司。
God did not say like that.
神没有这样要吩咐他。
You know what God said?
你知道神怎么说?
Abraham!
他说亚伯拉罕,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Yes, Lord.
是的神。
Do you love me more than your own life?
你真的是爱我胜过你自己的生命吗?
Yes, Lord.
是的主。
Do you love me more than your wife?
你是不是爱我胜过你的妻子呢?
Yes, Lord.
是的主。
If you really love me,
如果你真的爱我,
give me your son.
把你的儿子给我。
Abraham was about to say, yes, Lord, no problem.
亚伯拉罕他说, 神啊, 没有问题。
Before he can say that,
在他还没有这样说之前,
God said,
神说,
cut him up to pieces.
你要把它切成碎片。
Offer him to me as a sacrifice.
把它像一个燔祭献在我的面前。
If today God tells you,
如果今天神对你说,
give me your son.
把你的儿子给我。
Cut him up to pieces.
把它切成碎块。
How many of you parents can do that?
有多少父母在座的你们愿意这样做?
I once asked in a church this question.
我常常问教会一个问题。
How many of you are willing to do that?
你们, 有多少人愿意这样子做?
So there was one woman in the church.
那在这个教会有一个姐妹。
She had two boys.
她有两个儿子。
I pointed a finger at her.
然后我就指向她。
I said, 妹妹, 你,
姐妹, 你站起来。
你站起来。 So she stood up.
她就站起来。
I said, you have two sons.
我你有两个儿子。
Said, 对。
对。
Give one son to God.
把一个儿子给神吧。
不是。
不是，不对。
I said, 什么？
什么？
你们无。Actually, I can speak in Taiwanese better than in Mandarin.
我想那个台语讲，我讲台语比国语好。
I said, you got two boys.
我说你有两个儿子。
Why can't you give one boy?
为什么你不把一个儿子给神？
She said,
她说
even if I have 10 children.
她说即使我有十个孩子。
They are my children.
他们是我的孩子。
I cannot give them.
我没有办法给出去。
A mother's heart is like that.
一个母亲的心就是这样子。
对不对？
对不对？
阿妈，
对不对？对不对？
So look at Abraham.
所以你看看亚伯拉罕。
Only one son.
只有一个孩子。
God said.
神说。
Cut it up.
把它切碎。给我。
So Abraham said, Yes, Lord.
亚伯拉罕说是的，神。
Why did Abraham say that?
为什么亚伯拉罕会这样说呢？
Because he trusted in God.
因为他相信神。
So they climbed the mountain.
所以他们就爬上山去。
Mount Moriah.
然后在亚摩利山。
So as they climb up the mountain,
当他们爬上山的时候
，Isaac was a small little boy.
那时候以撒是个小男孩。
He looked at Abraham.
他看着亚伯拉罕。
爸爸，
他说爸爸
，The wood is here.
他说木材在这里。
The fire is here.
那火也点好了。
Where is the lamb for sacrifice?
哎呀，那个要献祭的羔羊在哪里呀
？Abraham looked at his son.
亚伯拉罕看着他的儿子
，Handsome boy.
哎呀，一个英俊的小男孩
，very cute looking boy，
是这么可爱的小男生
，the apple of his eye，
你看看他的眼睛
，the mother's and the father's darling boy，
哦，他是父母眼中的同人啊。
When Abraham looked at his face，
当亚伯拉罕看着他的脸
，he had no heart to say，
他实在没有办法说
，my dear son，
我亲爱的儿子
，you are the sacrifice。
他就你就是那个献祭的祭物，我准备要把你切成碎块。
Abraham couldn't say that。
亚伯拉罕说不出来啊。
Look at his son，
看着他的儿子。
Love fill his heart，
爱充满在他的心里面。
He said, My beloved son，
他说我亲爱的儿子。
God will provide，
神他会预备。
Don't worry，
不要忧虑。
God will provide，
神他会预备。
That is the name of the word， 耶和华以勒。
这就是耶和华以勒名字的。
God will provide，
神他会预备。
And as he was about to kill the boy，
所以当他正要杀死这个男孩的时候
，Look at Isaac。
你看看以撒
，He never resisted the father。
他从来没有拒绝他的父，抵挡他的父亲。
He told Abraham。
他告诉亚伯拉罕
，Let thy will be done。
愿你的旨意成就。
Put him on the stone。
所以就把他放在石头上。
Abraham took the knife。
然后呢，那个亚伯拉罕就拿着刀。
One last look, he looked at his son。
看着他儿子最后一眼。
One final time。
在最后一次
And the boy saw the father.
然后那个孩子看着父亲
Father saw the son.
然后父亲看着儿子
Tears were about to come out the face of Moses Abraham.
眼泪要从亚伯拉罕那个眼睛流出来了
Abraham turned his face.
亚伯拉罕他转开他的脸
Wiped away all his tears.
然后把他眼泪擦去
Look at his son.
看着他的儿子
Took the knife.
拿起刀来
Close his eyes.
闭上眼睛
Shut up.Yes, he was about to do that.
当他正准备要做这个事情的时候
，Suddenly，
忽然之间
，Abraham，
亚伯拉罕
，Stop，
停住。
An angel stopped him.
一个天使拦阻了他。
And the angel said，
天使说
，God has seen your heart, Abraham.
神已经看见了你的心，亚伯拉罕。
Perfect man.
你是一个完全人。
You are an upright man.
你是一个正直的人。
You fear God.
你真的敬畏神。
So God gives you a ram.
所以神把一个羊为你预备好了。
Suddenly they saw a ram there.
忽然他们就在看到一只羊。
And you know what Abraham did?
你知道亚伯拉罕说什么吗
？He fell down to his knees.
他就跪下来。
Lifted up his hands.
然后举起他的双手。
And he said,
他说
，Yehovah Yireh.
耶和华以勒。
Yehovah Yireh.
耶和华以勒。
God has provided.
神已经预备了。
Amen.
Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Our God is a God who provides all your needs.
我们的神。他是为你一切的需要做预备的神。
So God taught us，
所以神告诉我们
，Pray，
祷告
，Ask for all your daily needs，
把你每一天的需要祷告在神面前。
The food you need，
你需要的食物
；The clothes that you need，
你需要的衣服
；The all the necessities you need in life，
就是你在一天当中，在你生命当中所需要的。
Bring your request to me，
把你的需求带到主面前来。
Pray，
祷告
，Give us this day our daily bread，
我们日用的饮食， 今日赐给我们。
When God made man，
当神他成为人。
The Bible tells us，
那圣经告诉我们。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 29，
那是在创世纪第一章第二十九节。
God made all the fruitful trees，
而当神创造人的时候，神为人预备各样的水果。
And all the vegetables that can be eaten，
还有各样的蔬菜是人可以吃的。
And he told Adam，
那他告诉亚当。
My dear son Adam，
我亲爱的儿子亚当。
I made all these fruits for you，
我这一切果树都是为你所预备的。
All these vegetables for you，
这一切的蔬菜都是为你预备的。
As much as you like，
你要吃什么，你尽量的吃。
Enjoy yourself, Abraham，
你就是来享受。
Enjoy yourself, Adam，
你就是来享受亚当。
So、God told Adam，
所以神告诉亚当
，Eat，
吃。
God made this body，
神创造这个身体。
And he put the hunger there，
而且给我们饥饿的感觉。
So that we hunger and we eat food，
乃是要我们饥饿，以致我们有食物也可以吃。
My dear brothers and sisters，
所以我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
God knows we need all this daily food，
神知道我们日用需要日用的饮食。
So he told us to pray，
所以他告诉我们你要祷告。
Our Father in heaven，
我们在天上的父，
Give us this day our daily bread，
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Amen，
Amen。
It was God who taught us to pray that prayer，
所以这是神自己 叫我们要这样子祷告。
When the children of Israel were walking in the desert for 40 years，
当以色列的百姓他们在旷野行走40年。
In the desert you cannot go and cook any food，
在旷野他们没有办法煮食物。
Because there was no wood for them to make fire，
因为那边没有木材可以来生火。
So where will the people get food？
所以那些人们怎么能够有食物呢？
Exodus chapter 16 tells us，
所以在出埃及记第十六章告诉我们。
Manna came down from heaven，
玛纳从天降下。
Every morning and every evening，
每天早晨每天晚上。
For 40 years God sent manna down from heaven，
四十年之久神从天上降下玛纳。
God told the people，
所以神告诉他的百姓。
Every one of you，
每一个人。
Go and pick up that is enough for you，
每一个人你就是去收取你需要的玛纳。
Just for that morning meal pick up food，
只为你早上的这一餐需要的你就收取。
Not for the evening，
不要收为晚上收取。
For the evening I will send again，
因为晚上我会再降下来。
And for when the evening time comes，
所以当晚上来到的时候。
Just gather enough for yourself，
你就只要收集你够吃的。
Don't gather and keep for tomorrow，
你不要在晚上说又留取一些为明天早晨。
Did the people listen to Moses？
那些百姓有没有听摩西这样的吩咐？
Did they listen？
他们有没有听？
没有，
没有。
Our human heart is very wicked，
我们的人性是非常软弱的。
Never obey what God says，
我们的人性是非常诡诈，常常不遵守神的规律。
So what do people do？
所以那些人怎么做？
They took the manna，
他们拿着manna，
put in their pocket，
放在他们的口袋里面。
Put in their handbag，
放在他们的那个手袋。
Put all your pockets，
然后放在所有可以装的地方。
All the manna full，
然后呢把manna都装满了。
So they were keeping it all in their pocket，
然后呢就藏在他们的口袋里。
Just like you ladies have handbags，
就像许多女士你们有皮包。
All the women had handbag，
有很多你们的手提袋。
They took all the manna put in the handbag，
所以他们就把manna放到手提袋。
And they brought to their house，
然后呢就带回家里。
So they eat in the morning，
然后呢早上吃的时候。
They keep all the manna，
然后就把这个manna放着。
Afternoon time came，
下午到了。
Stomach making noise，
开始肚子发声。
So they opened the handbag，
所以就打开那个手提袋。
All the manna became worms，
可是呢所有的玛纳都坏了。
Evening time they pick up the manna，
然后晚上的时候呢又再来收取玛纳。
Again they put in their handbag for tomorrow，
来放在手提袋为明天早上做预备。
If they get hungry，
然后又饿了。
In the middle of the night，
就在半夜的时候。
Because they don't have 7-Eleven，
那因为他们没有 7-Eleven 的商店。
In Taiwan there is 7-Eleven，
在台湾有 7-Eleven。
In the middle of the night when you are hungry can go and buy something to eat，
半夜的时候饿的时候可以去那边买东西吃。
But in the desert no 7-Eleven，
可是在旷野没有 7-Eleven。
So what to do if you are hungry？
所以你饿了怎么办？
So they keep all the manna in the handbag，
所以你先把玛纳放在手提袋。
And they open the handbag，
打开手提袋。
All the manna became worms，
玛纳都坏了都发霉了。
What happened？
到底发生什么事？
God told them，
神告诉他们。
Collect food for your daily need，
神说你只要为你今日的需要收集够用的就好了。
Not tomorrow，
不是明天。
What is sufficient for today，
只要是今天的够用的就好了。
You ask God，
去寻求神。
God will give you，
神就会给你。
Amen，
Amen。
That is what Jesus Christ taught us，
所以这是耶稣基督告诉我们的。
Pray，
祷告。
Give us this day our daily bread.
将今天我们所需要的饮食给我们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
God expects us to talk to Him for our daily needs.
神他期待我们来到他面前，对我们说我们今天需要什么。
When I first went to the Tibetan area in 1986.
在我第一次1986年去到西藏的时候
There is one state in India called Kashmir.
在那个印度有一个州叫做克什米尔
And in the eastern part of Kashmir, there is a state called a district called Ladakh.
然后呢在克什米尔东部有一个区域叫 Ladakh.
And many hundreds of years ago, that Ladakh belonged to Tibet.
那在几百年之前，这个 Ladakh 是属于西藏的。
So thousands of Tibetans live in that place.
所以呢，有数以千计的西藏人住在这个区域。
So that was the place God told me to go.
所以那个地方就是神呼召我要去的。
Now it is not easy to go to that place.
可是呢，去那个地方并不容易。
To go to that village.
然后去到那个村庄。
I have to walk for 3 days.
我必须走三天的路。
Climb up.High mountains.
而且要爬到很高的山上。
And all the mountains are above 15,000 feet above sea level.
而且呢，那个山都是超过海拔15,000英尺以上的。
And they're all covered by snow.
而且都是被白雪所覆盖。
You have to walk on the snow.
然后你就走到这雪中。
During the early years of my ministry.
然后在我早期的服事当中。
I don't even wear sandals.
我甚至连那个拖鞋都没有。
In India, there are a lot of Hindu holy men who don't wear sandals.
那因为在那个印度，很多印度教祭司他们都是穿那个叫什么
？Chappal, slippers.
就是类似那拖鞋。OK， 凉鞋。
So I was going all over the place without a chappal.
所以呢，我就是穿着这样子去。
So I walk on the snow mountain.
然后在走在那个雪地里头。
Bare feet.
然后就是光着脚。
And I step on the snow.
当我踏在那个雪上。
All my feet froze like iron.
我的那个脚都冰冻了。
They're so painful.
是这样的痛苦。
And tears were rolling down my eyes.
然后我的眼泪就掉下来。
And my leg became 2 times bigger.
我的脚开始两倍的肿大
And I had to keep on walking
可是还是要继续走
For 7 kilometers on the snow
然后就是在雪地里走7里路
And no food
没有食物
Because I didn't know we have to walk in the wilderness
因为我不知道我们会经过这样的旷野
So no food to eat
没有食物可以吃
From morning till evening
从早上到晚上
Not a single food to eat
没有一点点的食物可以吃
Not even water to drink
甚至连水都没得喝
The only water it comes from the snow mountain
那个唯一的水就是从那个就是山上留下了白雪
And the water was so icy cold
而且那水是这样的冰冷
When you take up the water in your hand
当你拿起水来
Your hand will swell 2 times
你的那个手都会肿起来
So very painful
是很痛苦的
No food
没有食物
No water
没有水
Walking for 30 kilometers
然后呢走30里路
So we came at the end of the day
然后呢就到了最后一天
No place to sleep
没有地方可以睡觉
There was no houses
没有房子
So I found one small cave
然后我就找到一个小小的洞穴
So I went inside to sleep
然后我就走进洞穴睡觉
I was sleeping
当我睡觉的时候
Stomach was making noise
然后我的肚子就发出怪声
So I prayed
我就祷告
Lord Jesus
主耶稣啊
You promise
你应许
To give this day my daily bread
你说日用的饮食你要赐给我
Where is my daily bread
我日用的饮食在哪里
Is it possible to get food in the desert?
你想在旷野有可能拿到食物吗
？Not possible.
非常不可能。
I look at my watch.
我看着我的表。
It was 5 o'clock in the evening.
那是清晨5点。
The sun hasn't set yet.
那个太阳都还没有升上来。
I told Jesus.
所以我告诉耶稣。
Lord.
主啊。
It is still day.
现在是新清晨。
Your word says.
你的话说。
Give us this day.
你说今天的饮食给我们。
Night.
不是晚上的饮食
day, our daily bread.
是日用的饮食我们今天日用的饮食
before night comes.
所以在晚上还没有到来
Jesus
主啊
Where's my daily bread?
我这一天的饮食在哪里
I pray like that
我就这样跟主祷告
But in my heart I know
但是在我的心里面我知道
Impossible to get food in the desert
在旷野里面怎么有可能可以拿到食物呢
So like a small little child I told
所以我就像一个 小孩子一样
Papa,
I know it is impossible. 我知道这是不可能的。
I know you cannot give me food in this desert.
我知道在旷野你给我食物是不可能的。
Anyway,
但是呢
，You are my papa。
不管如何如何，你是我的爸爸。
I'm your little son。
我只是你的小孩子。
So I just tell you my desire。
我就是告诉你我的需要。
晚安，
晚安。
So I went to sleep。
所以我就去睡觉了。
You know, you can never sleep with a hungry stomach。
你知道吗？当你非常饥饿的时候，很难睡觉，
对不对？
对。
The stomach will begin to make noise。
因为你的肚子就叽里咕噜的响。
So I tried to sleep。
我就尝试的睡觉。
Couldn't sleep。
没办法睡。
I wake up。
我又起床。
爸爸，
爸爸。
Where is daily bread？
日用的饮食在哪里？
晚安，
晚安。
Go to sleep。
又去睡了。
When I sleep, the stomach make noise.
可是睡觉的时候，肚子又发出声音来了。
Wake up,
又醒过来。
爸爸，
爸爸
，Can you hear the sound?
你有没有听到那个声音？
你看，
你看。
So when on,
why?
你不要去，
又去睡了。
I went on doing like this.
然后呢，整夜就这样子。
No food to eat.
没有食物可以吃。
Couldn't sleep.
没办法睡觉。
What to do?
该怎么办呢？
God is a good God.
主啊，你是美善的神啊。
As I tried to sleep.
然后继续尝试睡觉。
Suddenly.
忽然之间。
I heard the sound of footsteps.
忽然听到脚步的声音。
Footsteps of horses.
而且是那个马的脚步声。
So I came out.
然后我就走出去。
There were four Buddhist Lama.
看到有四个佛教的喇嘛。
And they were passing by that way.
他们正经过这个洞穴。
So、when they saw me.
他们看见我的时候。
They wish me.
然后他们就向我祝福。
I also wish them.
然后我也祝福他们。
Now I was coming from the south going northwards.
然后我就是要从南方要去到北方。
They were coming from north going southwards.
那他们刚好是要从北方去到南方。
And after I went inside my cave,
所以当我走进我的洞穴
，I heard some strange sound.
我又听到一些奇怪的声音。
I came out,
我就走出去。
Those four lama also came for the night just beside the cave.
然后我就看到这四个喇嘛正靠近这个洞穴。
As soon as they sat down,
就在他们坐下来的时候
，They took out their pots and pans.
然后他们就拿出他们的那个壶
and they began to cook food.
锅子，然后就开始在那边煮饭。
I say hallelujah.
我说 hallelujah.
This day, wait.
等一会儿。
The story not finished yet.
这个故事还没有结束。
More tears are coming.
哦，还有很多的眼泪啊。
I say hallelujah.
我说 hallelujah.
This day you have given me my daily bread.
主啊，谢谢你今天赐给我日用的饮食。
So I came out of the cave.
所以我就走出洞穴。
I tried to talk to the lama.
我就尝试要跟这喇嘛说话。
Hoping that they will give me some food to eat.
希望他们可以给我点食物吃。
So they talk to me.
他们就对我说。
I began to cook the food.
然后又在那边煮饭。
The smell of the food entered into my nose.
然后呢，食物的香味进入到我的鼻子里面。
So、all my hunger fly away.
然后我所有的饥饿都消失不见。
I said, God, you're a good God.
主啊，你是个美善的神。
Now comes to the best part of the story.
现在是故事最精彩的时候了。
After they finish the food,
当他们呢就煮好了食物。
Everybody took up their plate.
每个人都拿出盘子。
So the lama look at me.
然后喇嘛就看着我。
Where's your plate?
他说你的盘子呢？
I wanted to cry.
我真想哭啊。
I said 没有，
没有，我没有盘子，没有，没有。
Oh, too bad.
哦，太糟了。
You cannot have food.
你没办法吃食物。
I was about to cry.
我都快哭了。
And the lama all put the food.
每个喇嘛都把食物盛在盘子里面，开始吃。
I was praying.
我就祷告。
Oh Lord God.
主啊。
They are eating my food.
他们正在吃我的食物。
Look at them, Lord.
主啊，你看看他们。
How wicked they are.
他们多邪恶啊。
They are not giving me any food.
一点食物都不给我吃。
They're eating all the food.
他们把所有的食物都吃了。
Oh, God.
主啊。
This food is my food.
这个食物是我的耶。
So I went on praying like this.
所以我就继续祷告。
There's nothing else I could do.
我没有办法做其他的事。
So with great sorrow, I was just looking at them.
我就很忧愁地看着他们。
I was praying.
我就祷告。
Lord,
主啊
，touch their heart.
触摸他们的心。
That they will give me some food.
你让他们给我一些食物吧。
So they never listened to me.
可是他们都没有听。
They were eating.
继续吃。
Then they took more food.
而且还装更多的食物到盘子里。
Eating.
继续吃。
Finally,
最后
there was little food on the pot.
只剩下一点点食物在锅子里。
Again, he asked me.
他们再次问我
，How come you came in this place without any cups and plate?
你怎么来这个地方没有预备盘子，也没有预备杯子呢？
So I said, 我不知道。
我就说我不知道。
So I'm so sorry, we got no extra plate to give you.
然后我就这样的觉得很忧愁，神没有特别的预备。
So finally they began to wash their plates.
最后他们开始洗盘子了。
And they were about to throw away all the food.
然后呢，几乎要把那个食物也就是处理干净。
So I prayed.
我就祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊。
You said.
你说。
Give this day my daily bread.
日用的饮食要赐给我。
It is third day.
现在已经第三天了。
Where is my daily bread?
我的日用饮食在哪里？
And just as the Lama was about to throw the pot.
就在那个喇嘛准备要倒锅子的时候
he just stood,
他站着
was thinking,
正在想
then he washed his plate,
然后再洗他的盘子
put all the food on his plate,
然后呢就把所有的食物放在他的盘子上面
he gave me the food,
然后就把这食物给我
said, you eat all this food you eat,
他说来赶快把这些食物吃了吧
Hallelujah,
Amen.
So that day I ate to my heart's content,
所以那天晚上我就把吃到非常的满足
but now I need to drink some water,
那可是现在喝点水了
how to drink water,
那怎么喝水呢
and the Lama made very nice cup of tea,
然后呢那个喇嘛做了很好的茶
and I don't even have tea cup,
我连那个杯子都没有。
So what to do now?
那怎么办呢
？So again the monk asked me.
所以再次那人问我。
Next time don't come without a cup.
下次要带杯子来啊。
I said all right.
我说是的，是的，我一定会。
So he washed his own cup.
所以他就洗了他的杯子。
Pour all the tea into the cup. Say drink.
然后把所有的茶倒到杯子，说喝吧。
Drink.
所以我就喝了。
My stomach became very big.
啊，我的肚子变得很大。
No more sound.
再也没有声音了。
I say, 感谢耶稣。
感谢耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 感谢耶稣。
So then we went to bed.
然后我们就去睡觉了。
So the monk said.
然后那个僧侣就说。
Tomorrow morning.
他说明天早上。
5 o'clock we will leave.
五点钟我们要离开。
Come, we'll have tea together.
来，我们一起喝茶。
Say, 好。
我说好。
晚安。
晚安。
So went to sleep.
然后就去睡觉。
Peacefully I was sleeping.
啊，非常平安的入睡。
Morning, 5 o'clock wake up.
然后五点钟起床了。
I came out.
然后我走出去。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗？
None of the Lama were there.
没有一个喇嘛在那里。
I was surprised.
我觉得很惊讶。
Look around the place.
我就看着那个周围。
There was no any sign of fire burning the previous night.
在那个地方前一夜烧火的痕迹一点都没有。
And there was no sign of the footprints of the horses.
也没有那个什么马的那个蹄印在雪地上，也没有。
I was shocked.
我觉得很惊讶。
That's the fire.
哎，那个火在哪里？
The footprint.
那个脚印在哪里？
Only then I realized.
然后我才忽然了解到。
God sent his angels.
神差派天使
They look like Lama
看起来像喇嘛的天使
To feed my stomach
来填饱我的肚子 Hallelujah
Amen You know you may wonder How can angels look like Lama
所以我们可以想怎么天使会看起来像喇嘛
Let me tell you
我告诉你们
This is a mystery about angels
这个是天使的奥秘
There are many many classes of angels
天使有很多等级
Now I have written one book called Hidden Riches in the Secret Place
我有写一个在隐秘处的宝藏
I don't know whether it's available here or not
我不知道现在这边有没有卖
In that book, I have written in deep detail about all these different angels.
这边有卖那本书里头讲了很多天有关于天使的。
The angels who live on this earth to look after us.
在这个地球上面，天使是在照顾我们的。
They look just like us.
他们看起来就像我们一样。
So in Taiwan,
所以在台湾
，the angels look like Taiwanese people.
那个天使看起来就像台湾人。
In India, they look like Indians.
在印度，他们看起来像印度人。
This is mysterious.
这个是个奥秘。
But how they take the appearance like that?
那他们怎么样显现呢？
So God, when we pray for our daily bread,
当我们在祷告我们日用的饮食的时候，神会给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
This is what God taught us.
这是神教导我们的。
Pray.
祷告。
Make your requests known to God.
让你的需求知道，让神知道。
Jesus Christ in teaching us this prayer was teaching us to have faith in God.
所以耶稣让我们这样祷告是让我们有信心可以这样祈求。
You know, the Bible tells us.
你知道圣经告诉我们。
In Psalms 104.
在那个诗篇104篇
verse 21
21节
Joel chapter 1 verse 20
那个约珥书 chapter 1 20, 20,
20
那个 约珥书一章二十节,
that even the animals cry out to God for food.
甚至连那个动物都会向神哀求要吃食物,
when the animals are hungry,
当那个动物饿了,
they cry out to God.
他们会向神呼求,
God,
主啊,
give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们,
and God stretches out his hands to bless all the animals.
神就伸出他的手势,大家随愿饱足。
When Jesus said, pray for daily bread,
所以当主耶稣说为你日用的饮食祷告,
He was teaching us,
他真的告诉我们,
to trust God on a day by day basis,
就是要我们学习每一天一天一天的来信靠神。
Every day we have needs,
每一天我们都有需要。
Now people are always worried about tomorrow,
可是人们总是担心明天。
God said,
神说,
in Matthew chapter 6 verse 34,
那是在那个马太福音第六章第34节,
don't worry about tomorrow,
不要为明日忧虑。
Let tomorrow take care of itself,
明日自有明日的忧虑。
Our human nature always worries about tomorrow,
可是我们的人性总是喜欢担忧明天。
What about next year,
像明年怎么办?
5 years from now,
5年以后怎么样?
10 years from now,
10年以后呢?
Jesus Christ is telling us,
但是耶稣告诉我们,
don't worry about tomorrow,
不要为明日忧虑,
live one day at a time,
每一天只要过今天的生活。
Just like God gave manna day by day,
就像神每天只供应一天的manna。
The Lord Jesus is telling us,
耶稣告诉我们,
learn to trust the living God,
你要学习信靠永生神,
because He is your Father,
因为他是你的父,
your Father will provide you food,
你的父亲当然要供应你食物,
your Father will give you clothes to wear,
你的父亲当然要供应你衣服,
your Father will give you money to take care of your life,
你的父亲当然要供应你金钱, 让你可以照顾生活,
don't worry, 不要担忧, put your trust in the living God,
你要信靠永生神,
just pray for today,
就是为今天祷告,
tomorrow comes,
当明天来到,
then you pray for tomorrow,
那你就为明天祷告,
today,
但是今天,
pray for your daily bread today,
就为今日的饮食来祷告。
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹, we can plan for tomorrow,
我们可以为明日计划,
not worry for tomorrow,
但是不要为明日忧虑。
We should plan for next year,
我们当然要为明年计划,
not worry about next year,
但是不是为明年忧虑。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
look at the ants,
你看看,
And 看那个蚂蚁, in Proverbs chapter 30,
那是在那个箴言30章,
verse 24 and 25,
那个24-25节,
the ants are very hardworking people,
蚂蚁是非常勤奋工作的,
and they work very hard,
他们工作非常勤奋,
and they save for tomorrow,
那他们是为明日的收取的,
no ants run and cry,
那可是呢没有任何一个蚂蚁会流泪,
don't worry,
他们不担忧,
they save for tomorrow,
他们就是为明日保留。 同样的,
we can plan for tomorrow,
我们同样可以为明天计划,
not worry,
但是不需要忧虑。
Amen,
Amen.
Do you understand?
你们可以了解吗? Amen.
Jesus taught us,
耶稣告诉我们,
pray,
祷告,
give us this day our daily bread,
我们日用的饮食今日赐给了我们。
Why should we pray this prayer?
为什么要这样祷告?
Proverbs chapter 30 and the verse 8 and 9,
在那个箴言30章第8、第9节说,
the psalmist prays,
那个他祷告说,
God, give me enough food to pray to eat,
说给我足够的食物让我能吃,
so that I don't have to beg for food,
所以我不需要为乞讨食物,
and I don't have to go and steal and rob,
以至于我不要去偷窃去抢取,
give me enough food,
就是给我够吃的,
don't give me too much of food,
你也不需要给我过多的,
that when I have too much,
因为当我太多了,
I will forget you,
我就会忘记你,
just give me enough,
就是给我足够的就可以了,
for my daily bread,
就是给我今日的日用的饮食。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
that is why we are not too rich,
所以这就是为什么不需要太富有。
If you have too much of money,
如果你有太多钱,
you will forget God,
你会忘记神。
God gives us enough money,
神给我们够用的钱,
enough for our living,
够用我们生活的。
So you pray,
所以你祷告,
O Lord God,
主啊,
our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
give us this day our daily bread,
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Amen,
Amen.
Then there is another mystery in this prayer,
那在这个祷告当中还有另外一个奥秘。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
pray,
祷告,
this day our daily bread,
这是今天的饮食。
What is bread?
什么是饮食?
First to the natural food,
饮食当然包括, 自然的食物, 天然的食物。
But there is a spiritual mystery for the word bread,
但是呢, 这个, 饮食还有个属灵的含义。
Bread represents the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为这个食物呢是代表耶稣基督自己。
John chapter 6 verse 48，
在那个约翰福音六章四十八节，
Jesus Christ said，
耶稣他说，
I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
我就是生命的粮，从天上降下来的。
When you pray, give us this day our daily bread.
所以当你祷告说日用的饮食赐给我们，
We are also praying.
我们就是在祷告，
Lord God,
主神啊，
You promised to give me this day my daily manna.
你已经应允我今天的玛纳，你要给我。
And the manna is the word of God.
那个玛纳就是神的话语。
Because Jesus said,
因为耶稣说，
I am the word.
我就是我就是那个话道。
John chapter 1 verse 1，
那是在约翰福音第一章第一节。
Jesus Christ is the word of God.
讲到说耶稣基督他就是神的道。
So you pray.
所以他祷告，
God,
主啊，
Give me your manna, your word today for my spiritual life.
主啊，我今日我在灵命上面所需要的饮食就是你的话，就是你自己赏赐给我吧。
The Lord Jesus taught us.
主耶稣告诉我们，
In John chapter 6 verse 51，
那是在约翰福音六章五十一节。
If anybody eat the bread of the life of the flesh of Jesus，
若有人吃耶稣基督的肉喝他的血。
If anybody drink the blood of Jesus，
若有任何人喝耶稣的血。
He has eternal life，
在他的里面就有永生。
He shall not die，
他将不会死。
Not physical death，
而不是在身体上面的。
It means your spirit man will always be well and whole，
乃是将来说在你那灵里面的人将会完全而且是永生的。
When you feast on the word of God，
所以当你呢被神的话语所喂养。
John Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says，
在马太福音第四章第四节说，
Man shall not live by bread alone，
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word of the living God，
乃是靠神口里所说出来的话。
You know this is a deep mystery，
所以这是一个奥秘。
There is a Catholic nun in South India，
在那个南印度有一个天主教的僧侣。
One day this nun was meditating the Bible，
有一次在修女她正在默想。
She came to Matthew chapter 4 verse 4，
所以她就来到马太福音第四章第四节。
Man shall not live by bread alone，
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God，
乃是靠神口里所说出的每一句话。
So she read and read and read the scripture，
所以她就读啊读啊读，不断读这个情节。
He meditated deeply，
他更深的来默想这句话。
Suddenly something struck her mind，
而忽然之间他的灵他的心思被打开了。
According to this scripture，
根据这一句话。
It means，
他的意思是，
We don't have to live by this natural food，
我们不是要靠天然的食物。
The word of God alone is sufficient，
因为神的话语就已经足够了。
That understanding went deep into our heart，
所以他那样的悟性深深的领导他。
From that day，
从那一天开始。
Every morning when she get up for breakfast，
每天早晨她起来要吃早餐。
She'll have one cup of coffee，
她有一杯的咖啡。
She will sit down and meditate the word，
然后她坐下来就默想神的话。
When lunch time comes，
当那个中午餐来到。
One cup of coffee，
又是一杯的咖啡。
And she meditate the word，
然后继续默想神的话。
Dinner time comes，
然后到了晚上。
One cup of coffee，
又是一杯咖啡。
And she meditates the word，
然后呢默想神的话。
30 years pass by，
三十年过去。
One cup of coffee，
一杯咖啡。
The Bible，
加上圣经。
One cup of coffee，
一杯咖啡。
The Bible，
加上圣经。
One cup of coffee，
一杯咖啡。
The Bible，
配上圣经。
30 years，
三十年。
The nun is practicing like that，
那个修女她就是这样实行。
How do you think she looks like？
你想她会变成什么样子？
Skin and bones，
就是这样瘦骨嶙峋的。
Like how Buddha looks like，
就像那个佛教的僧侣一样。
Do you think she looks like that？
你觉得她是这样子会变这样吗？
She's so fat like an elephant，
她是变得好胖，像一只大象一样。
Amen，
Amen。
There is power in the word of God，
也在神的话语里面有能力。
Hallelujah。 Man shall not live by bread alone，
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God，
是靠神口中所说出的每一句话。
And you believe it all your heart，
如果你全心相信这句话。
The written word of God，
就是相信神所写的话。
They even become like a physical manna to your physical body，
你会发觉神的话语甚至会成为你身体的食物。
That is the mystery，
这就是奥秘。
Not only that，
不止如此。
The word is Jesus，
那个话就是耶稣自己。
When you pray，
当你祷告。
Lord give us this day my daily bread，
主耶稣每日用的饮食赐给我们。
You can also pray，
你可以这样祷告。
Lord Jesus，
主
耶稣啊，你
就是那个生命的粮。
Today,
今天
give me your daily bread,
今天把我日用的饮食给我。
Give me a new revelation of yourself,
就是把这个关于你自己的启示给我。
Today,
今天
this day,
就在今天
make yourself more real to me,
让你自己更真实的在我里面。
Give me a fresh anointing from you,
要给我新鲜的粮，关于你的启示给我。
Make your presence become very real to me,
而让你的同在是这样的真实在我里面。
Pray like that.
你可以这样祷告。
Because Jesus taught us.
因为耶稣教导我们。
Pray.
祷告。
Give me this day my daily bread.
我今日用的饮食赐给我。
Jesus is the bread.
耶稣就是粮。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Jesus taught us to pray this prayer.
当耶稣让我们要这样祷告的时候。
It includes physical needs.
是包括我们肉体的需要。
And also a spiritual revelation of God.
包括在圣灵里面关于主耶稣基督的启示的需要。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
the food that we eat,
我们所吃的食物
the life that we live,
我们所活的生命
we should glorify Jesus Christ,
必须要来荣耀耶稣基督的名。
Why did he teach us to pray this prayer?
所以为什么耶稣教我们这样祷告？
So that when we pray this prayer,
因为当我们这样祷告
we will glorify God,
我们要会去荣耀神。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31,
在那个哥林多前书十章第三十一节
he said, in your food and in your drink, give glory to God.
所在你的食物上面，在你的饮食上面，都要荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.
When I was walking for 12 days in Ladakh,
那当我呢，就是行走十二天去到拉达克这个地方。
For 12 days, no food to eat.
十二天没有食物可以吃。
Every day, I have to trust God for food.